USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Red Cross official says water is covering roads in flood-hit northeastern Oregon, and they're finally starting to recede. That will allow residents who've been evacuated to return home and check out the damage. Pendleton Police Chief Stuart Roberts says several places were really swamped.
Primarily, it was two trailer parks and then some adjacent single-family dwelling homes. The number has not been verified, but somewhere around 200 compromised by high water, anywhere from 6 to 4 feet.
Also, many roads are still closed by landslides, flooding, and fallen trees in parts of Washington state. In Wuhan, China, the first American has died from the coronavirus. The official death toll there has risen to 780 people. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Some of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took to the stage on Friday in New Hampshire. They went after President Trump as well as each other. Former Vice President Joe Biden.
The president wants very much to stick a label on every candidate. Bernie's labeled himself, not me, a Democratic socialist. I think that's the label that the president's going to lay on everyone running with Bernie if he's a nominee.
Former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Politically, we're facing a fundamentally new problem with President Donald Trump. So the biggest risk we could take at a time like this would be to go up against that fundamentally new challenge by trying to fall back on the familiar.
The New Hampshire primary is this Tuesday. This week, there's been some dangerous and deadly weather. At least 5 people have been killed.
Ooh, literally in a tornado.
2 tornadoes were reported in Maryland. There were no injuries, but there was major damage, with homes destroyed and trees uprooted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Orson Bean, the witty actor and comedian, was hit and killed by a car in L.A. He was 91. The L.A. Coroner's Office confirmed Bean's death, saying it was investigated as traffic-related, as he was walking down the street in Venice, and he was clipped by a vehicle, fell into the road, and then a second driver struck him in what police say was the actual fatal collision. Both drivers remained on the scene. Police are still investigating. Bean enlivened such TV game shows as To Tell the Truth and played a crotchety merchant on Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. He also appeared in a number of films, notably Anatomy of a Murder and Being John Malkovich. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The world is saying goodbye to a TV icon. Actor Robert Conrad, who was best known for the TV show Wild Wild West, has passed away. According to a family spokesperson, Jeff Ballard, Conrad died of heart failure in Malibu, California. Conrad played James T. West, a Secret Service agent during the administration of President Ulysses Grant. West and his partner Artemis Gordon sometimes solved crimes using technology that didn't exist in the 1800s. Conrad said he performed his own stunts on the show. He's survived by his 8 children and 18 grandchildren from 2 different marriages. He was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.